AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Friends who knew 28-year-old Syed Farouk say he appeared to have arrived at a sweet spot in life with a young wife, infant daughter, and government job. Rahman Ali, who attended the same mosque with Farouk, says he never seemed upset or angry about anything.
Always nice, smile on his face, good brother. He always happy, like I said. Never preached about anything wrong, about killing anything, about politics, never said anything about his work.
Authorities say folks who knew Farouk didn't know he was busy with his wife building homemade bombs and stockpiling ammunition for a commando-style assault on a holiday party of co-workers that left 14 people dead and 21 injured.
I know someday it'll all turn around because
last night, thousands of people attended a candlelight vigil in San Bernardino for the victims. A local pastor read the names of some of the dead.
Harry Bowman, 46, Upland. Yvette Valalasco, 27, Fontana.
The widow of one worker says her husband had discussed religion with Syed Farouk at the office.
They probably did have debates, whatever, but it wasn't, I never got the impression that it was in a bad way. It was more, you know, just having discussions about religion and faith.
But Jennifer Talasino says they did have a heated on-the-job discussion about Islam 2 weeks ago. The FBI is looking into international connections Farouk had with known Islamic extremists, those connections on social media, but the FBI hasn't come up with a motive yet for the mass shooting. This is AP Radio News. A miracle in the Motor City last night as the Packers came from behind to shock the Lions on the very last play of the game.
Aaron Rodgers connects with Richard Rodgers on a 61-yard Hail Mary on the game's final play as the Packers stun the Lions 27-23 on Thursday Night Football. Trailing 23-14 late in the fourth, Aaron Rodgers and company score twice in the final 3:04 to win the game. A controversial personal foul face mask was called on what appeared to be the final play of the game as the clock hit triple zeros. That allowed for one additional play, the Rodgers to Rodgers heroics that lifted the Packers to 8-4 on the season. Denny Kopp, Detroit.
The NFL announced during last night's game the British rock band Coldplay will headline the Super Bowl halftime show on February 7th in Santa Clara, California. Coldplay releases a new album, A Head Full of Dreams, today. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.